Welcome to our podcast where we explore all aspects of business in English, from global trends and strategies to inspiring success stories and practical tips for entrepreneurs. Next on FTX News, we delve into the current situation of founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Despite being under house arrest, he's making significant moves in preparation for his forthcoming trial. It's been reported that he has written an extensive 250-page document outlining justifications for his actions, shedding light on potential defense strategies that could be presented in court. Progressing to the cryptocurrency market, we bring some uplifting news. The market is on an upward trajectory thanks to the Federal Reserve's dovish stance and the reduction of concerns surrounding FTX. These de-escalating factors have notably bolstered investor confidence, culminating in the overall market growth. Stay with us here at FTX News, as we consistently bring you the freshest updates and developments in these stories. In the latest development involving Ford's CEO, Jim Farley, he is responding to the United Auto Workers, UAW, leader ahead of a looming strike deadline. Farley is adamant about returning to the negotiating table with the UAW to stave off a potential strike and conflict revolving around a demanded 40% hourly wage increase. However, Farley and the UAW are at loggerheads over this issue. As the strike deadline approaches, Farley dismisses the criticism from the UAW leader. He firmly believes that such a hefty wage hike is not justifiable or congruent with the present economic climate. Despite the disagreement between Ford and the UAW, optimism remains that both parties can reach a beneficial resolution that would prevent any interruption in production service. We will continue to bring you up to the minute updates on the ongoing negotiations between Ford and the UAW. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Martha Lane Fox News, where we have some exciting updates in UK business. The Business Council, speculated to be a significant challenger to the Confederation of British Industry, CBI, has conducted its inaugural meeting at the esteemed House of Lords. Evidencing the seriousness and significance of this endeavour, President of the British Chambers of Commerce, BCC, Martha Lane Fox chaired the meeting. The Council's primary objective, to devise a business manifesto for the upcoming general election, was the focus of the meeting. Determined to assert themselves as prominent advocates for UK businesses, the Business Council aims to create impactful policy proposals that will not only shape the landscape of British business, but also significantly contribute to enhancing the UK economy. In what could turn out to be a potential rivalry, the newly formed Business Council is positioning itself as a direct competitor to the traditionally dominant CBI. As we continue to bring you the latest developments in this fascinating turn of events, it will be intriguing to observe how this scenario plays out in the forthcoming months. Stay with Martha Lane Fox News for all the latest happenings in the world of British business. That's all for the moment. In recent news, prominent real estate tycoon and investor, Tim Gerner, has issued an apology for his prior comments suggesting layoffs as a solution to worker attitude issues. Gerner's original remarks, criticized for lacking empathy and dismissive of the underlying issues affecting employees, sparked substantial outrage and pushed him to acknowledge the importance of valuing and supporting staff during difficult periods. Gerner admits his remorse in a recent press release, underscoring the value of employment and recognizing the hardships faced by those who have lost jobs or face reduced work hours due to the pandemic. He stressed the need for everyone to appreciate the value of employment, particularly in the current economic climate marred by unprecedented uncertainties. This apology underscores the significance of a supportive, inclusive work environment in ensuring worker satisfaction and overall well-being, especially as the job market continues to grapple with instability. It serves as a reminder that employers should prioritize nurturing motivation and collaboration rather than resorting to insensitive measures, such as layoffs, to address perceived productivity issues. This issue has shed light on the broader discourse surrounding the effect of worker attitudes on productivity, a topic gaining increasing relevance in recent years. While employees maintaining a positive mentality and contributing to a healthy work atmosphere are essential, employers must also foster a conducive environment to inspire such attitudes. The hope moving forward is that Gerner's apology will stimulate a more comprehensive discussion on the dynamics between employers and their workforce. It demonstrates the necessity of empathy, understanding, and open dialogue in constructing environments that not only thrive, but can adapt to modern-day challenges. In recent SAP news, the leading technology company has announced a groundbreaking policy granting fathers 6 weeks of paid parental leave. This generous initiative, which surpasses the proposed legislation by the German government offering 2 weeks of paid leave for fathers after childbirth, sends a strong message of SAP's commitment to promoting work-life balance and acknowledging the importance of family. SAP's decision to extend leave is a significant stride, not only backing fathers as active caregivers, but also emphasizing the shared responsibilities within a family. Fathers will have the opportunity to bond with their newborns, support their partners, and play an active role in their child's early life during this 6 week leave. By adopting this policy, SAP is not only setting an exemplary standard for other firms, but also transforming the parental leave landscape towards a more inclusive and equitable practice. It aptly serves as a testament to SAP's dedication to foster a positive work environment, uphold gender equality, and cater to the welfare of families. This trailblazing policy clearly advocates that a thriving career and a fulfilled family life can be seamlessly integrated. It's evident this initiative will positively impact the lives of many fathers and their children. Stay tuned for more updates and developments in the world of SAP. Thank you for tuning into today's episode on business, where we explored various strategies, insights, and success stories to help you thrive in the ever-evolving world of entrepreneurship and beyond.